This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's April 5th, and on this day in 1915, the boxer Jack Johnson was finally beaten. Now, that's not to say that Johnson never lost a fight before this day. His official record has 11 defeats. But since becoming the heavyweight champion in 1908, he had taken on all comers, and he had won them all. Most of the fighters he faced in that span were white men, wanting to prove that a white man was better than the black man. In fact, in a fight I'll talk about a few months from now, was the original fight of the century in 1910. When Johnson beat James J. Jeffries in that fight, it set off riots around the country because white dreams of finding a great white hope to defeat the black Jack Johnson had been dashed. It's estimated that at least 20 people died in the nationwide violence that ensued after that fight. But back to this fight nearly 5 years later. The great white hope had been pinned to the chest of Kansas farmhand Jess Willard. Willard was much bigger at 6 feet 6 inches tall, 250 pounds. Johnson was 6 feet even. The fight was held in Havana, Cuba, with a crowd of about 27,000 people there to watch a scheduled 45-round fight. Willard had one strategy to play, and that was to stay on his feet and let Johnson punch himself out in the Havana heat. Reports from the fight say that Johnson punched Willard relentlessly for the first 20 rounds, but Willard still answered the bell to start each subsequent round. But the 37-year-old Johnson started to tire and stopped connecting with any power. And at that point, Willard started landing punches. Finally, in the 26th round, Willard connected a left jab to the midsection and then a roundhouse right to the jaw to put Johnson on the mat for the count. It was the last title fight for Jack Johnson. He announced his retirement after this fight, but he did come back and fight professionally until 1938, when he fought his last fight at the age of 60. Also on this day in 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sank one of his patented skyhooks in a game against Utah. That bucket gave him 31,421 points for his career, passing Wilt Chamberlain to become the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Kareem was 36 years old at the time, but it took Kareem 121 more games to surpass Wilt on the all-time list. Kareem played another 5 seasons and retired with 38,387 points. He held that record until February 2023, when LeBron James passed him on that list. And since we mentioned Wilt and records, on this day in 1967, he scored 20 and grabbed a playoff record 41 rebounds in a 115-104 win over Boston. Interesting fact, Wilt also has the record for rebounds in any NBA game with 55, also against the Celtics. In 2005, the Baylor Lady Bears beat Michigan State 84-62 to win the national championship. In the process, Kim Mulkey became the first women's basketball coach to win a championship as both a player and a coach. And in 1976, dunking a basketball in both college and high school games was legalized again after a 9-year ban. And finally, here's today's non-sports Did You Know? In the Star Wars movie The Empire Strikes Back, when Han flies the Millennium Falcon into the asteroid field, well, some of the asteroids are actually potatoes, with an occasional shoe thrown in as well. That's all for today. And hey, if you have a moment and are digging the podcast, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment? That would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for stopping by today, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.